Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Today, let's cover a shocking report affecting the health of our children. If Michigan Governor Whitmer, members of the legislature, as well as county and local officials are not already addressing this threat to our health, you may want to contact them to urge they take immediate action on problems with water in most of Michigan that will make the Flint water crisis seem minor in comparison. On August 19th, the Journal of the American Medical Association published a research study. Let me quote how it begins. Question: Is maternal fluoride exposure during pregnancy associated with childhood IQ in a Canadian cohort receiving optimally fluoridated water? Findings: In this prospective birth cohort study, fluoride during pregnancy was associated with lower IQ in children aged 3 to 4 years, meaning fluoride exposure during pregnancy may be associated with adverse effects on child intellectual development, indicating the possible need to reduce fluoride intake during pregnancy, unquote. The key finding in this study was that women who consumed fluoridated water during pregnancy had a result that these children suffered brain damage. The researchers in this study explained that they performed this study with the expectation that it would once and for all determine that the consumption of fluoridated water by pregnant women was safe. Instead, they were shocked to confirm the opposite result, which withstood rigorous peer reviews before the Journal of the American Medical Association dared to publish it. For decades, there have been advocates claiming that exposure to fluoride could cause brain damage in children. Such proponents, including Lansing's Martha Johnson going back over 50 years ago, were censored, mocked, attacked, or told they were spreading fake news. Voters in Lansing rejected fluoridated water by a two-thirds majority in 1953, but the city council voted to do so 8 years later. Maybe it's time to undo this step. Unfortunately, most water filters are unable to remove this substance. Even as this research needs to be confirmed by others, it is now incumbent on state, county, and local officials to quickly protect public health across Michigan by severely restricting or completely eliminating fluoride from public water systems. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.